This episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by All Star Vacation Homes. And I'll tell you something. You know, I love my daughter. I've got another one on the way. And I love spending time with them. I love going to Walt Disney World with them. But you know what I really, 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 really don't like doing? Sleeping in the same room as either of them. And I've even met one of them. But you know what? When you go stay at All Star Vacation Homes, that's not a problem. You have separate rooms for everybody, separate bathrooms for everybody. I don't have to see Eeyore and My Little Ponies all around the sink and in the bathtub. No, that's all in their little bathroom there. I get my own. I got to share with my wife, but you know what I mean. It's that kind of an experience. And you know what? I'll tell you, it makes for a much better vacation when you have a little more separation while still being able to have a lot of fun together, right? Because we have a private pool at our All-Star Vacation Home. There might be the movie room where we'll watch a whole – maybe we'll watch – Tangled, in my opinion, the best Disney film of the last 30 years in there. Or perhaps we'll have a barbecue because one night I want to save a little bit of money and have a nice little cookout. Maybe Mike Newell's coming over. He's gonna cook some brats for us. We can do that as well. I don't know if Mike cooks brats, but I'm assuming he does. And all of these kinds of things you can have at an All-Star Vacation. I mean, you know what? You gotta check them out right now. Go to allstarvacationhomes.com.
Bringing the world to your world, this is Walt Disney World Today. Here are Mike Scopa, Len Testa, Mike Newell, and your host, Matt Hochberg.
It's Friday, December 19th, 2014, and this is episode 1437 of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudiosCentral.com and RoyalCaribbeanBlog.com. Joining me today's show is Mike Scopa, a blogger for TalkingPlanets.com, and also the co-host of the Mickey Mouse podcast. Welcome to the show, Mike.
You could fly to Bermuda like a flying fish.
If you had wings.
Very good.
Also joining us on today's show, Len Testa, from TalkingPlanets.com, and also the host of the Disney Dish with Jim Hill podcast, and a man who always, always sings in falsetto.
It's true. Me and Freddie Mercury, we were like this.
How's it going, Len?
Good. How's it going, Matt?
Frankie Bell.
Outstanding. Also joining us on today's show, Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Come to show, Mike.
Now I'm going to have If You Had Wings stuck in my head for the next 2 days.
You could do anything. You could do whatever.
It's not nearly as bad. I can tolerate If You Had Wings. It's nothing like World of Motion.
It's fun to be.
Or even worse, not freaking stuck in your head just for having to listen to it. What's that, the Epcot? Walt Disney!
Oh, the Dreamers, oh my
Dreamers, gosh. Oh my god, take a fork to my eye.
It's gonna be that's what causes it.
Wow.
Walt Disney!
You know what, if there's one sound that I hate, it's the sound of children.
Oh my goodness. Well, better cancel that trip to Len's house.
Yeah, right. Is there anything more annoying than the sound of children?
Who are you, Chevy Chase at Christmas time?
No, right?
Nice. That reminds me, Len, in Disney Hollywood Studios, one of the Street Mystery characters, he'll ask all the kids, he goes, "Can you tap dance?" And the kids will always say no. And goes, "Good, there's nothing more annoying than a child who tap dances." Shelby Mayer.
Child singing.
Also joining us on today's show, the fabulous Annette Owens, a manager at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome to the show, Annette.
Hey, it really sounds like both of you guys should probably stay at All-Star Vacation Home so you're away from the children. Kids.
Far, far away.
We do exactly. Need to make another trip. Mm-hmm. Another vacation.
So also, speaking of Mike Newell talking, you know, Mike, live show this Sunday.
Thank you, yes. Yeah, more work for me and
it'd be a lot of fun. It's our last live show of 2014.
That's right.
What is it that we're doing a live show like 3 days before Christmas? All right, Ebenezer.
Well, it's just Thursday to him.
None of us needed to shop, but you know.
Yeah, Sunday night. The weekend before Christmas, who needs to shop? Come on.
Amazon, baby.
Those of us that were at reunion.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, I can't shop like that. I got to feel it, touch it, see it.
What?
Oh, I cannot stand. I went out today to the mall to get one thing. And of course they didn't have it in the size I needed it. And I'm like, this is stupid. I spent an hour, going back and forth. It didn't have the size I want. I went onto Amazon and of course they were sold out, but I totally could have done it on Amazon in like 5 minutes.
In your pajamas, no less.
The ironic thing was I was looking for pajamas.
Oh. That's kind of funny. Or you could do like, A friend of ours did. They were like, hey, they live the other side of the state. They went, hey, it's at your mall. Can you go and get that at your mall and bring it to us tomorrow? So now I'm shopping for other people.
Well, that's my idea of hell on earth right there. I'd be like, you know what? We converted. We don't celebrate holidays anymore.
Gift cards, baby. On today's show, we are, speaking of the holidays, we're sharing our New Year's resolutions for Walt Disney World. That's right. Things that we are going to aspire to do to change in the new year when we go to Walt Disney World. And we've done this the last couple of years. There was 1 year I swore off Walt Disney World burgers. And last year, Len famously swore off – the only one I remember was that Len swore off all table service meals.
Thank you. 365 consecutive days without a table service meal. Thank you.
Did it work?
Yep.
Did anyone else remember what you guys – we all remember Len's because it's been brought up a number of times. I mean, Scoba, do you remember what you did – what you resolved to do last year?
Resolutioned?
Yes. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't remember either. Noel?
No. I'm actually looking it up.
Now I got to listen to the show.
I know. Yeah, it's somewhere in there, but oh well. Anyway, we're gonna resolve to do things differently this year. And you know what? We're gonna start with Annette because it's all about Annette, isn't it always, Mike?
Oh, yes. Ladies first. Is that what we're doing?
Or that too? Yeah. Whatever. However.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all are just trying to come up with yours.
Yeah. I need more time. Damn it.
Yeah.
I know.
I have mine.
Kiss my wrist.
Mine's pretty simple. Most of the time when I go down, I'm working. I'm running. I'm in and out of the park, so I'm not really paying attention to the small stuff.
Yeah.
So this year, I'm gonna just slow down, sit on a bench, watch some stuff, maybe go to some places I don't normally go, just kind of take my time instead of darting around the park.
You and Laurel have the same resolution. She always jokes that one day we're gonna go to Disney World just for vacation.
What's that like?
Not to, I know, yeah. Right? I don't know.
Yeah. What is that? I'm really not sure what that is. It's very rare it happens, but that's kind of that sounds kind of crazy. Yeah, and that's my resolution.
You know, just like, you know, stay in the hotel room, lounge around, go to the pool. I mean, what, you know, sleep late.
I mean, they have pools? They have pools.
That's my resolution coming up, but anyway.
Wait a minute. You can't steal mine.
No. It's different. It's different.
Oh, okay. But,
I like it.
Yeah, right. I think it's an interesting idea. And I think we none of us ever do it, right? None of us ever just
Newell does it. Newell does it all the time. I don't know how he does it. It burns a hole. It's like money in my pocket. It just burns a hole in there.
Can I tell you the first 2 days of reunion? I didn't even go to a park. I stayed at the
the first day of reunion when we drove down Tuesday and Wednesday. I stayed at the Poly and it was beautiful.
It was awesome. I woke up late.
Was that the day when I was moving boxes and no one helped?
Yeah. We enjoyed it.
We helped you pack some stuff.
Me and Len and Laurel did
all the help the next day. That was great. Y'all helped the next day.
It was Wednesday.
To say that.
So don't. Yeah. No, you weren't.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But for 24 hours there, we really didn't do anything. It was glorious.
It was.
If I can quote, you know, Spock from Star Trek, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, or the one, in your case. So you took, you know, it sucked to be you, but the rest of us had a great time, thanks to your
I'm glad
sacrifice.
Everybody had fun.
Hard work and dedication.
But that is my, I just want to, pretty much, not just with Disney World, but just really in life, just sit back and just kind of slow it down and enjoy the moments as they happen.
All right. Mr. Scopa.
I think when we talk about New Year's resolutions, we talk about things that are going to be a little challenging and that would, although they may be challenging, it may be for the better for some one reason or another. And like with Annette, you know, she gets to stop and smell the roses. But I'm going to try something very challenging. And I hope everybody's sitting down because I think what I'm going to try to do.
Uh-oh.
Pronounce the R's.
I'm sitting down.
Is I'm going to. I'm going to go all of 2015 without having any ice cream on the property.
No.
No Dole Whip. No Way Jose, which I usually have a marathon weekend coming up in 2 weeks.
No frozen treats? No
frozen treats, exactly.
Wow. So I need to go now. I have to say mine because mine for 2015 is to eat more desserts, cart desserts.
Wow.
I swear to God, I have it written down here. Because I was at reunion, and we were waiting. I got there really early for the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train meet. So I was like, you know, and I knew we weren't going to have time to eat dinner because there was another meet like at 8 o'clock that night. So I stopped at the cart in New Fantasyland to get popcorn. Mm-hmm. And I brought it over. I was like, I'll eat popcorn and have a soda. And I brought it over. That was the best darn popcorn I had in a long time. So my resolution is to eat more desserts.
So Scopa,
why
are you not doing this?
I want to try to get more fit, but I think we all need to do something to see how strong our willpower is, and I think I'm gonna do that. You know, and I kind of went this year without having that much ice cream, so I thought maybe I can do it. It will be difficult when I walk by Aloha Isle. It will be difficult when I walk by Peaches and Cream.
I was on the Wonder over Thanksgiving at Apollo, and they do this chocolate tartufo dessert. It's chocolate ice cream with a chocolate fudge center, rolled in nuts, and I think sprinkled with cocoa.
You know, you're already trying to like sabotage him.
That's right.
Oh, it was delicious. I don't know.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah. See, I kind of see it. I see it. I mean, I get the fit thing. Aside from that, I'm just talking about, you know, this kind of goes to what Annette was saying, is that, you know, I never take time to get ice cream, and they're like, yeah, we don't have time for a Mickey bar. We don't have time for this. It's like go. Yeah. And you know what? There is something really. Look, I know I can get a lot of this stuff at home, but it's different when you're in the park and you're having that Mickey bar and, you know, or having for the popcorn. Well,
yeah,
and,
there are some places like the Plaza restaurant that has some really good ice cream.
Exactly. That's the place. Like, I don't think I can't remember the last time I had ice cream there. And you know what? It smells awesome every time we walk by. Yeah, Why don't I stop and get one?
It does
smell delicious. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know what? I need to. I need to make
the next Dole Whip meet sort of awkward. The Scopa sitting off in the corner.
I know.
But you know, Len, I didn't have a Dole Whip this year.
Yeah, they ran out of pineapple. That was a little strange.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they ran out of pineapple. It was like what you
got it.
I don't think they expected
hit them again.
There's the crowd now.
I don't
now.
Think they expected it people to do that anyway. So
it was all at the pineapple and I.
Well, Len, what about you? What's your New Year's resolution?
So my New Year's resolution is going to be to do all of the secondary and tertiary things that I never get to do. Things like go swimming in the pools at the resort, which I never do, but I'm going to do it in every season. Go to Disney Quest, you know, in spring, summer, fall, and winter. Do a water park in every season just to see what that's like. Because we, you know, if I go, I go during summer. I never go in like.
Are you going in January? That would be funny to report on.
Going in, so you know, I've actually been in a pool in February. My daughter and I, when the last time we all stayed at the Poly during a race, we went. So it was like late January. It was late January. But we still went in the pool. It was freezing. I mean, it was, you know, but once you got in the water, it was fine. But just, you know, any part of you. Yeah, then it was painful. But, you know, dude, I'm going to do this. I want to play miniature golf. You know, I want to take the train somewhere. All the secondary things that I never really do because I'm running around too much. I'm going to do those things. Like, go to Disney Quest. Go to Downtown Disney more. Stuff like that. Maybe even I've never done the characters inflate balloon thing. Maybe I'll do that too. But I'll just be doing Hindenburg impersonations. Time of the, I hear a leak. Do you hear a leak?
Humanity.
I hear a leak. Do you hear a leak? I hear a leak. Is that cable?
It's terrible.
Cable look like it's snapping. I heard something snap. No. I think I'm going to do that. I think that'll be fun. You know, I think this year we have a bunch of hotels that are being refurbished that we'll have to stay at. So I'm gonna try and, you know, get to the pools at those. Yeah, you know, stuff like that. I think it'll be good. I'm still not missing the table service restaurants, but there's gonna be so many of them opening up at Disney Springs. It'll be a good time to get back into it.
Yes, I think that's although I know Laurel does not approve of this. She keeps on when she's waiting for you to aspire to try. You know what? I'm gonna go for sweets and other high end things.
Yeah, I know, right? We're waiting for the
every
day when
day
we start
at the spa.
I know.
Right?
She's waiting for the day that we have to cover all of the club level rooms. Although she has this goal of staying at every Grand Villa, which we've never done. We haven't stayed at every Grand Villa. I've only stayed in two or three, I think.
Nice.
So that's some other year.
Mr. Newell.
Well, I think I'm going to go along the sides of what Mike was saying, because next year I'm going to start to keep a better watch on my weight. So I think I'm going to cut down on all the sweets and I'm a big soda person. So I'm going to try to go a whole year without having soda. So that's
wow.
Hey, I'm going to add another. I want to add another resolution. I'm going to try to convince Mike Newell to do a 5K.
So like I said,
It's going to be awfully warm in August when I go, so I'm going to double down on the water, I think.
That's very noble.
Actually, I gave up Coke a year ago in October. I haven't had a Coca-Cola.
Wow.
In 15 months, and I don't miss it anymore. For the first month, there were times where I would wake up in the middle of the night like I can taste it.
Heroin took care of that, right?
I know, right? Exactly. The dose is, so yeah, I'm on a $300 day heroin habit, but you know.
Oh my goodness.
I've had soda in 15 months.
Do what you gotta do, Lynn.
Yeah, whatever, you know. But yeah, I'll have the occasional root beer, but I don't miss it.
Yeah, so. Oh, root beer is terrific, though.
Sarsaparilla. Down at the corner with the boys?
Yeah. Well, we'll have the occasional root beer. And I try and drink the artisanal root beer stuff because it's so expensive. I'm like, why the hell am I paying $3 for a bottle of root beer? This is just crazy. But yeah, you could do it.
Well, don't forget, of course, we want to hear about your New Year's resolutions. You got two options here, my friends. You can email us questions@wdwtoday.com and share with us your New Year's resolutions. Or better yet, you can let us know live on Sunday, this Sunday.
Wow.
That's right. What is this? What month is this? December 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We'd love to have you there. Why don't you come on and share with us your New Year's resolutions?
It's also the winter solstice, isn't it? So it's the shortest day of the year.
Is it really? Wow.
Can we balance eggs on their end?
You can do that every day, but I think there's some sort of, isn't a human sacrifice called for?
Oh boy.
Annette.
Something like that. Annette. Hey, guess what?
This may be your last show, Annette.
Funny story coming up.
No lie in there.
Very good. Well, of course, also our sponsor for today's episode is All Star Vacation Homes. And, you know, if your New Year's resolution is to stay at an All Star Vacation Home, I'll tell you, it's a great idea. Something that even Laurel would approve of finally from Len. Because, you know what? Staying at All Star Vacation Homes means it's a great place for you and your family or group to stay at. For not a lot of money. I mean, you get so many great amenities. You get full-size pool, movie room, game room, full-size kitchen, a heck of a lot more. And you know what? You're not paying a lot for it. It's not the kind of New Year's resolution that requires you to first win the lottery. No, it's actually one that's really affordable and will make your Walt Disney World vacation even more gooder. Check them out right now at allstarvacationhomes.com. For Len Testa, Mike Scopa, Mike Newell, and the fabulous Annette Owens, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.